Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What's up for everybody now? Before I forget, on this live Tuesday, the first day of July 2008, got a big surprise guest lined up for a couple of hours on Thursday. And about 48 hours from now. Well, in exactly 48 hours from now, that'll be starting, kicking off. And we've got another big guest lined up for next week, a really big guest. So I will simply leave it at that for you. You know how I like surprises. What is not a surprise is the rapidly deteriorating economy. I've really hoped the head of the New York Business School and Joseph Stiglitz and Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts were right that we're 2.5-3 years out from total depression, war in the streets. But all the indicators I've seen, just as a layman but watching this for a long time, is that it's more like a year away, year and a half away, and the Federal Reserve is doing everything it can to make it as bad as possible. And so we're going to be breaking that down in this first hour today. Then I have Mike Rivero riding shotgun with us in the second hour. Jay Koppelman from Baghdad to America. He's not a soldier that's written a book that's pro-war. He's not a soldier that's written a book that's anti-war. It's just somebody who's been over there for a few tours, and I thought it's the same publisher, Flying Horse, that put out, or Sky Horse, that put out Ventura's book. So I thought, you know, read the book, scanned over the book, thought, why not just have him on to ask him questions, and me and Rivera will do that for half the interview, from 12:30 Central on to 1. We are going to have open phones from 1 to 2. Then we have Brian Bresson. Peterson, We Are Change Minnesota joining us. We ought to get Anthony on, too. Also, Nathan Moulton, We Are Change Calgary, the guy that does Attention Walmart Shoppers, 9/11 is an inside job inside the Walmart. Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change Colorado, because all week long in the, at least in one of the hours, generally it'll be in the fourth hour, we're going to have a lot of We Are Change 9/11 Truth folks and others on the show hyping the release of Truth Rising. That comes out Thursday at midnight going into Friday morning at prisonplanet.tv. And we'll be shipping out Saturday and Monday morning. So get your orders in for the DVD that'll be shipping out coming up this weekend through Monday. Be the first to get Truth Rising and super high quality on DVD. This is a gorgeous film. More than half of it we shot in, you know, high def. And then it's been res down just for regular DVD, but it just looks beautiful. Looks like film. And the rest of it's activist footage. And it is just an amazing documentary, Truth Rising. Order it now at InfoWars.com. I am so excited about this. Because they may totally gut the economy, destroy the dollar, and bring us into a depression. But as long as we know that the Federal Reserve and the criminal government did this, as long as we know the private bankers controlling our government did this, as long as we know who to blame, we can make lemonade out of lemons. We can, like judo, they attack us, we use their energy against them to flop them over on their backside, pull their arm out of socket, and break a few ribs. And then as they come at us again, we can grab the other arm and dislocate that one, and this time go ahead and pop their head into the concrete if they keep attacking. Folks, we have the momentum. For the first time, the enemy is being revealed. They are still ham-fistedly moving forward, which wrecks things here on the ground, but at the same time only opens the enemy up to more of our fire. We are completely surrounded. Don't let any of the enemy escape, ladies and gentlemen. This is the final defense. Make no mistake, you are now seeing the forces line up for the final battle for this republic. You are witnessing events that have been foretold for 80 years as the Federal Reserve has wreaked havoc. This is it. Either they're going to totally take over, or we're going to discredit them, install them, and then have a fighting chance. This is it. The financial and military and police state news straight ahead. Stand by for more transmission.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release the Donald Trump.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was listening to talk radio again this morning, national and local, and they were talking about how the speculators have done all this. The oil companies are completely innocent. That is the fake neocon talking point. The, quote, liberal mainline media is reporting the same fable. I mean, that's a lie in and of itself. Certainly the oil companies are a subsidiary of the private banking system that has made deals with a few regions of oil producers, and they are involved in restricting refineries and are involved in the speculation as well. But, of course, what predominates, the dominant overall factor, is dollar devaluation, as OPEC and many others have said. But you just will hear the truth nowhere, on the radio, on TV. And then another local radio show was lauding how wonderful it is that police take your blood without warrants. Now, they do that in Illinois, Ohio, other places. Here, in some areas of Texas, they just take it without a warrant on the side of the street. In other ones, they just call in warrants to police. The police do to the judge. And we've had former head of the National Bar Association, head of the Texas Bar, on a few weeks ago to break down that that's not a real warrant. Just calling in hundreds of blank warrants to take your blood in the dark. Yes, they shine a light. This is about getting you ready for forced inoculations. The cops don't even know that. Psychologically, it's to cross that line, get in your space. But listeners just clamoring about 3 out of 4, oh, I love it. Take my blood without warrants. I love it. It's for my safety. Just begging to be raped. Begging for what comes after this. Of course, 5 years ago, they ordered 14 million first responders, police, firefighters, nurses, medical workers, doctors, janitors at facilities to, there was no law. They just said, you must take the smallpox. And 4,000 took it. More than 100 died. And then even the head of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, refused to take it himself. And they stopped. But they still, and this has been all over the news, we told you several years before it was in the news, people couldn't believe it, that the police and firemen have trained nationwide to forcibly inoculate you in most jurisdictions. And that they have roundup plans for the sports stadiums. They've hired the preachers covertly. Now it's overtly now on the news. Again, we told you a year and a half before. Now it's mainstream news. See how we always tell you things before it's in the news? Credibility level. Judge the tree by its fruits. And so there's this giant black op lined up. And so now when they announce, hey, we're going to forcibly inoculate you, the same cowards who were into being slaves, into being adult children, you know, into just being helpless little jellyfish handing their gun cowards. And by the way, most of them call themselves conservatives that call into the station. I mean, it's just disgusting, one after another. Oh, I love it. I'll get rid of the Fourth Amendment. Oh, Fifth, too. Oh, I love it. Oh, government, I love you. Oh, keep me safe from the drunk drivers. I mean, all the drunk steroid cops wrecking their motorcycles, wrecking their squad cars drunk on a daily basis. I see it in the back of papers across the country. You mean the cops killing their wives, the troops killing their wives on Prozac? Highest rates of suicide, highest rates of killing their wives and kids. You mean them? Of course, they're exempt from drug testing. Every other profession, they drug test you out the wazoo, but not the cops. You don't want to drug test them. I mean, come on, our sheriffs need to. I'd say in Texas about half the sheriffs run drugs. About half of them have been busted doing it to their subsidiaries, their wife. Just like what they've had the last four heads of drug interdiction. Have been so sloppy in Latin America for the U.S. CENTCOM, SOUTHCOM, whatever it's called. I forget. You pull it up. It's in my film. It's in the drug war film. It's in a bunch of, it's in my film, The Takeover. It's in Kevin's film, The American Drug War, where they keep busting all the heads of the military drug interdiction, their wives, their brothers running all the drugs. I mean, I'm just tired of it. You just love your criminal government. You just want them to stick a needle in you on the side of the road. And again, the cops that aren't evil, they'll still follow orders to run off a cliff. If they told cops to slit their own throats, I think they'd pull daggers out and slit them with a big fat smile on their face. It's part of the brainwashing they go through in cadet and in ongoing. I mean, just like I talked about yesterday, there in New Orleans, chief of police over the parish, the county, he went on TV, Bob Richard, and cried and said, well, the feds wouldn't let me in for 5 days to get my mama. She'd call me every day. I'd say, I'm coming, mama. I'm coming, mama. And then they wouldn't let him in. Mama died. Just, I mean, see? Somebody in a uniform above him tells him, Mama gonna die. Mama gonna die. Somebody tells him, suck blood on the side of the road. He's gonna do it. Now, for some reason, the cops wouldn't take those vaccines. They got the word. Come take your special shot. Because, see, they gotta have them. Oh, you gotta have GPS in your squad car. Why shouldn't the public have to have GPS in all their cars to track where they're going through the local threat fusion FEMA command centers? Well, I gotta have a shot. You should too. But see, so it's kind of weird. The police, 99%+, but that's because the doctors led the revolts, and so they didn't have the doctors and then the nurses heard about it to give the shots. That's the real reason the cops didn't take the smallpox shot. If those doctors would have done it, they'd have rolled their sleeves up and said, give me that death. Come on, I like everybody having heart attacks, just like the general idiot public. You got the HPV vaccine, live cancer virus vaccine. It's killing a bunch of people, causing autoimmune deaths, causing people to get sick, causing blood to pour out of every orifice, causing people to be paralyzed, causing it to rot giant bleeding holes in them. It doesn't matter. Those women are taking their daughters in there so fast. And these idiots, I hear them on the news and calling into shows, and I hear them talking at the grocery store. Oh, yes, my daughter's been given a cancer cure. She'll never get cancer. Now, you jackasses, it doesn't even cover you for that supposed HPV virus. Read the insert, you mindless, stupid idiots. So stupid, you're going off the edge of a cliff. And you bet, folks, I'm mad because it's all starting to unravel. I keep hoping our prognosis is wrong. I keep hoping that things aren't going to be as bad as they look like they are. And then the news comes out, and it looks like we're moving faster, and it's worse than even I thought. And I see large sections of the public are complete and total idiots. They have no connection to reality, no nothing. They know nothing, but they've sure got their arrogant opinions to people that do nothing but spend all their time studying this. I mean, I spend, if you're not counting time, I'm sleeping, 70, 80, sometimes more percent of my time studying this stuff. And let me just tell you, it is just unbelievable. It's like your leg is cut off, blood is spraying all over the place, and you're telling me you don't need a tourniquet. I mean, you literally are pathetic. I mean, all you neocons for a couple years making fun of us on Dig, making fun of us on MySpace, making fun of us on the YouTube comments, saying we're idiots, we're liars, the dollar hadn't been devalued, we're anti-Americans. You know what they're now saying? They're saying we caused the dollar to go down. Those that are still, some are still saying the dollar's strong, but others are saying we did it. No, your God, your government did. Your private bank that owns you and your family and says in international agreements they own you as collateral, they did. I was driving to work this morning and saw this white Suburban with American flags on each side of its doors, huge ones, like it was a guy thought he was a general or a general's driver. I guarantee you that guy thinks nuking every Muslim is good. I guarantee you he can't find those countries on a map. I guarantee you his idea of patriotism is just being a small-minded idiot. Let me give you a newsflash, punk. The people you worship are the ones that are dismantling what that flag symbolizes, but you're never going to figure that out because cowards never admit they're wrong. It's the same thing with people that supported Bill Clinton and all his crimes, just the rank-and-file Democrats. They'll never admit they were wrong. That's what this country's about, is living in denial. And people that have been, quote, wrong about Bush, you'll never admit you were wrong. You'll never admit you were taken. And now people supporting Barack Obama, owned by the same interest, you'll never admit you were wrong. Hell, most Germans wouldn't admit they were wrong about Hitler. You'll never, I mean, there's still a lot of old Russians that got pictures of Stalin up in their houses. They love it. They love the fact he killed 50 million of their own people. And the dollar's going to die, your future's going to be in deep trouble, your progeny is not going to have any of the advantages you had, and you won't care. You'll just stick a plastic flag on your car or a big magnet decal and strut around like you're John Wayne when the very nation is being dissolved. You know what happens when a spider pumps its neurotoxin venom into a moth? And then it waits a day for it to dissolve its innards, and then it exsanguinates it. It sucks the juice out. And they've sucked about 80% of the juice out of us, and you're still kissing the spider. You're a dead moth, and you're still kissing it. The moth at least knows that, oh my gosh, I flew into a spider web, and now I'm getting neurotoxin pumped into me. You don't know that. You think those fangs are loving mother's wings, black wings caressing you. You think the multi-eyes peering at the find, applying more spinnerets, more so that you don't struggle and kick it. That's what the government's doing, building more camps, building more cameras, building more surveillance grids, hiring more cops, militarizing the police. They're just adding more spinnerets. They've got you caught in the web. They're just adding more, spinning, getting you all safe because the spider doesn't want to get hurt or kick or bit. You ever watch a spider? They're very careful. You're caught. It comes up. It surveys. It runs around in circles. It strengthens the web around first, so you don't get lost. It'll add a few webs to you in case you fall out. It'll catch you so you can run down and pull you back up. Get you all ready. Spin you all. Oh, there we go. There we go. The government's gonna take your blood on the side of the road for your safety. Let me add another spinneret. Oh, we're gonna put breathalyzers in all the cars. Another spinneret. Oh, we're going to question your children about what goes on in your house at school. Violating their Fourth Amendment. It's freedom. Another spinneret. Now it's time for the fangs. Bye-bye. Ha-ha.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is the end.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
The police even dress like Black Widows.
This is the end.
Their little Darth Vader outfits.
My only friend, the end.
Of your elaborate plans. Yeah, they've sucked this country so dry, though. Most of your government is going to end up kind of bankrupting into nothing. If it continues to unravel, the people working for the system, their families will be in deep trouble, but they don't care. As long as they can act tough, it's that petty power trip. They'd be happy to be bathroom attendants as long as they can boss people around. The general public's like that, too. You know, you go to the gym and they'll swipe your card and then go, "You're cool," and then look at you like they have power.
you're cool, not thank you, have a nice day, or have a good workout. You're cool. I've been noticing multiple ones at this gym I work out say that. You know, nobody is polite anymore, nothing. It's all degenerating, just all little petty power-tripping nobodies. Look at this news. Fortis Bank predicts U.S. financial market meltdown within weeks. Fortis expected a complete collapse of the U.S. financial markets within a few days to weeks. That explains, according to Fortis, the series of interventions of last Thursday to retrieve 8 billion euros. This is a big European newspaper. It is Guten Dagen. We have been saved just in time. The situation in the U.S. is much worse than we thought, said Fortis chairman Maurice Lippens. They've all known. They're just acting like they didn't know now. Fortis expects bankruptcies among 6,000 American banks, which have a small coverage currently, but also Citigroup, General Motors. There is starting a complete meltdown in the U.S. That is the English translation of that article. Won't matter. The yuppies will be saying their dollars have not lost value when it costs $50 million to buy a loaf of bread. IMF finally knocks on Uncle Sam's door. This is out of the business section of the Age newspaper, and it just gets into how the whole world is freaking out. To imagine the IMF investing in the U.S. financial system is unthinkable. Normally, it's the U.S. propping up the world economy. So they go on to say, well, basically, that's just the foreign bankers taking over the private U.S. banking system that was always British to begin with. Der Spiegel reported the IMF will conduct a full investigation into virtually every aspect of it. And they go on a whole bunch of newspapers here to say that we are going into 1929. Now, you won't really hear this on our news. Besides, the cattle wouldn't know what 1929 is anyways. They just know how to worship guys in black ski masks with needles sucking their blood in the dark of night. I got articles from all over the country where cops just come in your house without warrants now for home inspections. People wake up with cops all around their beds. Then I got articles where the illegal aliens now are allowed to have cocaine and heroin. A San Francisco Chronicle, and they're not arrested. Just, there's nothing more pathetic than being a U.S. citizen, because that means you're a U.S. slave. That means you are known as the schmucks, the gullible idiots. And this is strong language, but it's true, folks. You see these smiley-faced know-it-alls out on the street? They have no idea what's going on. They like being minded after. They like secret police on the corner watching them. They like tattling on their coworkers. I mean, I hear these other talk show hosts in town, the other talk stations, I listen to it. I mean, it's just nothing but groveling to power, groveling to authority. I mean, it's sycophantish and loving every lie and loving every fraud and just, oh, my God, they want to be raped. They want to be hurt. And don't worry, you're going to be. You're going to get everything you want. God doesn't do anything. I don't want to hear you blame God later. This is what you wanted. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. Get. Oil prices blast past $143 on Mideast tensions. Gold explodes, $13 last time I looked a few minutes ago, up from its high of 930-something. I mean, it's just all happening. Also, Tuesday, a report from the International Energy Agency said crude supplies would remain tight. What did Saudi King says, get used to it. That's a quote. Get used to it, you idiots. Your dollar's been devalued. Now, that's not in the AP article, but if you go read his full statement on the Royal Saudi website or in a press release by OPEC, I went and read it this morning, he says, it's not our fault. Your dollar is being devalued. We've been asked by our government to stay pegged to the dollar. And we are charging you the same amount. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, whose nation is the world's number one oil exporter, called on consumer countries to get used to high prices. In comments published today, consumer countries have to adapt the prices and the mechanisms of the market, the king said in an interview published in Kuwait Daily, Al Saisa. We have nothing to do with the current sharp increases in crude prices, he said, reiterating the Saudi position that speculation, rising demand, and the taxation of oil products to consumer countries were to blame. That's not what he said. See, they closed the quote. He didn't say that. AFP, in deception, not letting you know, that the Saudis have said it's the dollar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Bill!
like being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
The New World Order's got the little moth tied up nicely in his web. And now they're bringing the country down for good. You notice as they torch the country, as they bring down every liberty, every freedom, as they destroy the currency, the name, overrun the borders, absorb it into the North American Union publicly, they festoon everything with plastic. Desecrated, made by poor slaves in China. They just festoon their cars, festoon their government buildings while they stomp around in their Darth Vader outfits and the country goes to hell in a handbasket. And as the elites that have sucked the country dry and used our currency, our name, our credit to buy the world, they leave us with the bag as they all exit the country and move to Switzerland, Spain, England, Dubai. And the public can't even grasp the basics that they're destroying the dollar so that they could maybe have the political will to stop the slide of the dollar, at least some, so we had some future. But they're not going to do that. But when, if you try to talk to the cattle at the gym or the cattle at work, they're going to laugh at you now about this. But suddenly in 6 months, a year, could be a few days, who knows, sitting on top of this keg, we slowly... Now it's accelerating or going down the tubes, but it's intensifying as we go downhill on this water rapids towards the sea, the death of our republic. You have to ask yourself the question,
What is it going to be like when you've got to have the dim-eyed, poor, pathetic people explain to you that there's dollar devaluation later? And then they'll announce that whoever told them on CNN or Fox was a genius and figured it out. After it's too late, of course. Always after it's too late. It's very frustrating to see this happening. And so they're saying get ready for $170 bare minimum, maybe $200 a barrel oil. We're talking about $7, $8 a gallon gas if they attack Iran. If not, oh, don't worry, it'll bottom out at about $5 a gallon. But as the dollar continues to slide, it might be $50 a gallon, $100 a gallon. That's the whole point of this. They're down to about 40%, maybe, depending on which index you look at, of original dollar value to what it had just 8 years ago. And that's starting to evaporate faster and faster. So IMF finally knocks on Uncle Sam's door. All the foreign news is saying the whole world may go into a depression. Oil passes $143. Gold explodes. Saudi King says get ready for higher oil prices. Get used to it. The White House says get ready for terrorist attacks. They claim Al-Qaeda has rebuilt itself in Pakistan, the same Pakistan that was funding the supposed hijackers, the same Pakistan that our government put into power, the same Pakistan where bin Laden was reported by British newspapers 2 months before 9/11, meeting with U.S. Special Forces. Totally staged. Oh, they've rebuilt themselves. Now we're going to be hit by Al-Qaeda again. So while they end the dollar and end the republic, you'll go curl up and hug your abusers and say, please keep me safe from the monsters under the bed. Pentagon official warns of Israeli attack on Iran. ABC News saying it's probably going to happen. They're getting you ready, folks. Uncle Sam's cyber force wants you. UPI reports U.S. military to patrol the Internet and engage anti-Americanism in the U.S. and abroad. Already, we told you this 3 years ago, it was going on. I mean, the guys don't even hide it. They think it's so normal that the military threatening to kill us on the chat rooms and message boards that they put their own handles back to CENTCOM. Just totally, but they're so stupid, their propaganda is so ham-fisted, everybody sees it for what it is. No Afghan peace while Taliban have sanctuary, NATO, Reuters. Meanwhile, the U.S. helped break out 3,000 Taliban 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, they flew 6,000 of them out to Pakistan to safety when our own special forces actually caught real Al-Qaeda and Taliban, and they presented their CIA credentials and were released. That's Times of London. That's admitted. That's in my film Road to Tyranny, released in February of 2002. 6 years ago, 6 years and 9 months ago. ABC News, White House blocking search for bin Laden, of course. McCain to talk free trade in Latin America. Barack Obama may recruit defense chief Robert Gates. Oh, yeah, that's the change we want to see in the world from him. DNC protests will be behind a fence in a free speech area, nowhere near the convention. Truth Rising, the blueprint for change. Good article up there on that. The Heller misdirection, finally Lou Rockwell. Somebody got it right. I've been begging folks to write an article about this. Turns a right into a privilege, and you hail it as a... It's all coming up, but I want to spend the next 10 minutes. I want to get somebody who I remember 6, 7, 8 years ago listening to on the radio. He would do the Midas Report, and he's written a lot of articles about it. He's been in metals for decades, worked for Midas for 10 years. I want to bring Ted Anderson up, too, the owner of Genesis and Midas, because I want to talk about, I want to get just briefly from both of them, their experience. And we'll get Ted's in a moment with what's happening. First off, Tim Larson is the head analyst for Ted, and he are the guys that really, you know, try to project and decide how much gold to buy, you know, when they think it's going to go up so they can give you a discount, you know, by buying it when it's less expensive. It's a very dangerous game for them. But they really, Ted over almost 30 years and Mr. Larson over decades and decades in this business, they really put their heads together. That's why I wanted to have Tim Larson on, because gold is that key commodity like oil. It's shooting up right now. But $4 devaluation, it should now be about $2,500 an ounce. And you got Bloomberg talking about $5,000 an ounce. But just in his experience, Tim Larson, what do you think's going to happen right now? I mean, all these other Nobel Prize winners and experts we have on, former heads of Treasury policy, they're saying 2 years, 3 years, but could happen any time. What do you see happening? How bad do you think this is going to get, and do you think it's going to go into an inflationary depression?
Most definitely. And I don't think we've gotten until the end of this year, to be honest with you, Alex. You know, the banking system is very weak right now, and it's getting weaker because of all of the subprime loans, and that's going to continue, which is going to push gold and silver higher. There's just no place else for it to go, and the dollar is going to continue to devalue. I mean, look at what's happened with oil. Oil was up over $143 a barrel today. I mean, it's just getting out of hand. So, you know, gold and silver is not going to slow down. This is the time of year where generally the government and the powers that be out there can control the markets as much as possible. People will tend to stay away from their finances during the summer. And they take a vacation from them. And it usually happens from the time the kids start get out of school until they start up again.
Until late August. This is known as the doldrums in every major business cycle. Instead, it's hotter than a firecracker. Gold is up $19 today to $943.90.
Yeah, it's up a little higher than that now. And silver is up almost 4%. I mean, and they can't control it and manipulate it as much as they were in the past. I mean, this is the time we usually will sit around and twiddle our thumbs a little.
Well, look at the Fed. They're out of bullets. They've lowered interest rates. Now they got to start raising them. The IMF dumped hundreds of billions the last 3 months in trying to drive down gold prices, and then they signaled last week that they can't do it anymore, and boom, what's happening?
It continues to move forward, and that's what it should be doing. Like you say, you know, it's manipulated. It's the price should be up there in the 2,500, 3,000 range.
Tim, if I Google 8-year, 10-year gold chart, anybody can do it. It'll be on hundreds of universities and financial sites. You will notice that gold, when it's up, will make gains in the fall and winter, as you were saying, and then in the spring and summer it will go down, but when it's going up, generally doesn't lose its previous gains from the fall and winter. Instead, we're seeing bullish activity in the summer, and the last time we saw this was back, what, in 1980? What does this mean?
Well, it simply means that people are tired of owning paper assets. And can you blame them? I mean, the dollar's lost, 40% of its value in the last 3-4 years.
And before that, it lost an additional 20.
Oh, God, yes. And it's going to continue to happen. I mean, the more they crank up the money-making engines, you know, the more it's going to lose value.
And the Federal Reserve, 2 years ago, made the M3 money supply secret, but then they have big banks and brokerage firms that analyze it. They say we're at really about 15% inflation. That's per year, compounded. That means that just when it was at about 13% the last 4 years, more than half of your Social Security check's value was lost. Now they're going to take the remaining value in the next 3 years.
Yeah, and something's got to be done about it. I mean, something's going to break, and that's going to be the banking system. And it just can't go on forever. I mean, we're at the end of a basic economic cycle that happens with fiat currencies, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it.
Exactly, and this isn't, you know, they keep misdirecting people and saying, oh, this is a real estate bubble popped, and now it's an oil bubble, now it's a gold bubble. No, sir, this is like a tumor, and that's what's growing, and you're lucky, folks, that the sheeple haven't jumped into gold and other commodities yet. When they do, the sky's the limit. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the dumb sheep still haven't gotten into it. It's only the big money and the smart investors that have. You understand, the sheep were told don't buy gold, silver, palladium, or platinum. They don't buy it. They won't be buying it when they can't use dollars. They worship their government. And I'm not joking when I say that. They worship defeat and being losers. So I'm telling you, folks, you won't be able to get gold if this thing goes into a depression. You better move in it now. Let's bring Ted Anderson in. Ted, do you concur with Tim Larson?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. Right now, in my experience, and like you said, I've been in this market since way back in 1980, and I've never seen a hot market right before the 4th of July. It's always dead as a doornail at this time. And right now we are sitting here with with people calling in.
Sorry to interrupt. I got to make the point. You're absolutely right. The deadest time of the year is right before 4th of July. Sorry.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Everybody is on vacation. Nobody's thinking about their finances. And right now, we are sitting in a place where the gold market is going up. People are getting into the market. They're getting smart. I'm really happy to hear that your audience is waking up to the fact that they have to have something in the precious metals.
But my point is, I'm saying the general public. I mean, well, what they're saying, maybe 7-8% of the public's investing in metals, and before it was like 5%. I mean, what are they thinking?
You know, Alex, I don't think that there's enough gold to go around for 7-8% of the public.
But that's what I'm saying, is this is like the Titanic's going over, and you don't even want to get a life preserver or get in a raft. You just happily jump into the North Atlantic.
Well, look at the companies out there. General Motors is, what, down to about $11? It was $45 about 6-8 months ago. Chrysler Corporation's having trouble. Ford's having trouble.
And I just want to say, folks, I'm not pleased about being right about all this. I mean, in the winter, gold went up to over $1,000. We said it's going to drop in the summer. It's a buying opportunity. We thought we had more time. We said by fall it's going to explode past $1,000 towards $2,000. That's what all of them, even mainline analysts, are saying. It looks like we're wrong. It looks like it's worse than we thought. Ted, what is it like to wake up and see all the major financial papers overseas saying head for the bomb shelters?
Well, you and I are in the same position. We have children at home, and what's their future going to look like? That's the scary part of this.
Yeah, I'm not glad that we were right about the dollar going down, folks. I'm not pleased to be correct.
No, of course not. And what we really need to do, and when you use that term dollar, it sounds like something that has to do with the United States. We need to get back to constitutional money so we don't have to deal with this stuff. The Federal Reserve System is a private bank. It's been manipulating our economy for way too long. I still hear, even when I was at the Republican convention, that people were still in support of the Federal Reserve System, thinking that they need somebody in there to manipulate the markets in their favor. And the fact
that in their favor, somebody wants to give you something. Powerful globalist bankers, the most powerful families on earth for hundreds of years, they want to give you something, you schmucks. They want to hurt you. They want to get you suckered into the market over the decades, totally trusting it while they were stealing all your gains with inflation, and now they're taking it all at the end. You know, I just can't believe the gullibility. It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, people are. They're uneducated. They're back at the time of the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve Act was passed into law. Well, back in 1913, most everybody was farmers. If you ask somebody what it took to grow corn or raise cattle, they'd have all the information, and they'd know what would be a good deal and what's a bad deal in the market. But when it comes to money and finance and all this stuff, it was out of their league. And even Henry Ford said that we'd have a revolution if they knew what the Federal Reserve System was about. And that's what we have. We have the very end of it now. We're at the last leg of a fiat currency. It's losing purchasing power, and they're trying to print money to solve the problem.
Yeah, there's a reason cops are scurrying around everywhere, and they're putting in more surveillance systems. They mean to hurt you mooey bad. Ted, going back to Tim Larson, I'm going to hold you guys over for another segment. This is too important. Tim, we know the Federal Reserve bought up all the real assets overseas. We know they moved all their assets into real commodities and into infrastructure. They have bought the world on our name, on our credit. Now they are basically, it's like a mob family that buys a restaurant, doesn't pay for anything for a year, runs out their credit, takes all the money out the back door, and then burns the place down for insurance. That's what's happening. How do we educate a public about the fact that this was done by design?
Well, it's not as easy as it sounds. They don't talk about it in school anymore, for God's sakes. They never really have explained what the Federal Reserve is. You know, so people still think, there's still a lot of people out there that think that our currency is backed by something like gold and silver. I mean, for God's sakes, wake up, people. It hasn't been the case. It never has been. You know, and education is the only thing that's going to do it. But by that time, it's going to be too late.
Yeah, they've taught Americans that 3% growth rates with 8, 9, 10% inflation was prosperity. That's losing 7% a year. We've been doing that for decades, and a few gamblers did well in the stock market, but overall it was a predatory, cannibalistic system, and now we're looking at 15-plus percent inflation rates in some areas higher. Hell, some commodities are doubling in a year. How bad do you think this is going to get, Tim, before it bottoms out?
I see a collapse of the banking system, and that's when it's going to bottom out. But it's
and you think this year?
I think there's a real good possibility that could happen this year, yes.
What percentage?
I'd say probably close to 80%.
Good. Well, I was about to say that.
I mean, nobody wants the American debt any longer. That's our bonds and our treasuries. Nobody's buying it. China quit buying it 3 years ago.
And that's the crud that's created for the Federal Reserve to then create currency.
Exactly. Because that's how we borrow money. I mean, we have to borrow somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 billion a day right now just to keep this whole system afloat. Well, nobody wants to buy our bonds and treasuries, so where is that money going to come from? You know, they can't print it to continue to print it out of thin air and hope it, just pray it's going to work.
Well, Tim, we had 8 million people that starved to death, and they would put on the death certificates. They died of disease, but they were weakened during the 10 years of the Great Depression. And that's university studies that were just out a month ago. That was with 90% self-sufficient on the farms. What's going to happen when 90% plus aren't self-sufficient now and only know how to suck their thumbs?
Yeah, that's we're just asking for more and more trouble. I mean, we're going to end up with a lot of deaths, that's for sure.
Folks, you cannot overstate the powder keg we're on. I pray there's some way out of this. I pray out of this death trap, okay? I hope this doesn't happen, but you're seeing it happen. Gentlemen, stay with me. We'll be right back.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
You know, there's an old cowboy saying, it ain't so much what we don't know that hurts us, it's what we know that ain't so, or what we think we know that's not so. There is, in the most ancient of true story books, an ancient true story, but the truth of that story is no longer told. A fairy tale type version of it is told, I suppose, but the true tale is told no more. What's told now goes like this. Once upon a time, God told Adam and Eve not to eat of a certain tree. One certain tree in the garden, Garden of Eden. But Satan deceived Adam and Eve and got them to eat of that tree. The rest of that story, well, let's just say the rest of that story is history. Now, here is what needs to be said, what needs to be told concerning that story. It is not true. It's only a perversion of the true story. The true story found in the true ancient storybook is nothing like that story. You've heard the perverted story, the fairy tale version, so long you just think it's true. Want to hear the real story, the true story? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com. You'll be quite surprised.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him.
Our dollar is being destroyed by design. On your credit, on your name, the private bankers have bought the world. Now they're going to leave you a third world police force to boss you around. That's what you get.
an occasional terror attack, so you'll go join the military and go take land for the bankers. Tim Larson, Ted Anderson, Midas Resources. The solution is try to warn the public to have a political response to demand they stop killing the dollar, which the White House always puts out signals to weaken it. That's their policy. That will continue under Barack Obama or John McCain. The answer is put pressure on that. Try to educate the cattle. But we all know the cattle isn't going to wake up until they're really hurt bad. So all we can do is protect ourselves. You guys, Ted, where are prices now? I know all last week you were offering gold at the previous price because you had it in stores. Did you run out of it at 880 and now it's 943 plus and rising? And what are the specials you've got today? I'm told you've got some good deals.
Yeah, I do, Alex. And here's what I did. I ran out. That 988 is gone. Everybody who picked up that stuff really did well. There's no question about it. This morning I locked in at 926. Right now gold is at 946. That's $20 higher than when I locked in this morning. I do have presently right now, I do have the British Sovereign coin, and they're at 957. That's at 926 spot. I'm sorry, 257. That's at 926 spot. I also have the francs at 205, which also reflects at 926.
Let me explain. You're selling the coins. You locked them in below what gold is selling for right now.
It is, yeah. I locked it in at the earlier price, and gold has gone up over 20 bucks since then. And also I have those silver coins, the Walking Liberties. That is an excellent buy at this time. And in addition to this, last time silver was at the prices that we were with the activity that we had, they became unavailable because I couldn't get them. We sold too many. And everybody.
And it's still hard, but Ted's got half dollars and dollars that even have collector value right at spot. You cannot beat that deal. 1-800-686-2237. This is a precious metal. They can't take all its value from you. In fact, it's probably going to go up a lot. It is going up a lot, but at least you've got something they can't devalue. It has intrinsic value. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers, the specialists are going to be there till midnight. 1-800-686-2237. Tim, have you ever seen a buildup like this in your decades in cracking these commodities?
No, never, and especially this time of year. But, you know, it's bound to happen when we've got a currency the way it's suffering right now. I mean, all it's going to take, Alex, is for a couple of countries to decide they don't want to hold our debt anymore. They'll start selling off our bonds and our treasuries.
That's already happening.
It'll create panic selling, and that will collapse our banking system. That's all it's going to take.
And by the way, the British, German, Dutch, Russian, Japanese, when their newspapers all report that we're going to collapse, they've been given the go-ahead by the higher-ups in the international order to do this. Ted, that's what earlier last week Bob Chapman started revising his forecasting. It may happen quicker in that it looks like the elite may be giving up the ghost.
Yeah, Bob Chapman's saying 3 years, and I think Bob's going to revise that. He's got to be conservative. Alex, the market is hotter now than it was in 1980 during the Jimmy Carter inflation.
Folks, don't wait. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. I mean, get out of some of those stocks and bonds. Get out of some of those bank accounts, folks. That dollar is literally burning like a candle. It is melting down. Tim Larson, Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.